Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. I'm speaking to you today from beautiful Orlando, Florida. The sun is out. It's a gorgeous day, and I hope you're having a great day and a beautiful week as well. I want to spend a few minutes today talking about the weeds in your life. What weeds in your life have grown and are preventing the good crop from being produced? We need to be able to identify the weeds in our life that have crept in where least expected, have established their presence and are starting to grow and expand and negatively impact our lives. We all have these weeds. These weeds could be in our personal life or in our professional life. The first step is to identify them, to be able to clearly distinguish the weeds from the good plants. And once you've identified them, you need to eradicate them and you need to pull them out. And you need to get them out of the soil and throw them away so that you make space for the good crop. You make space for the plants and the flowers and the shrubs and the bushes and the trees that you want in your life. The ones that you want to invest in. The ones that you want to share your life and experiences with. The ones that are desired and not unwanted. And once you have eradicated the weeds, you need to make sure that they don't come back again. So you need to take preventive maintenance action and continue to keep the soil clean and fertile and attend to the soil so that the weeds do not come back again. If we are not careful and we let our guard down and we take our eye off the wheel, the weeds will come back. It is our priority and our focus and our attention and our constant nurturing, observation and action that can make sure that the weeds do not come back into our lives. The three steps again to summarize are identification, eradication, and prevention. Hope you enjoyed this. Let me know your thoughts. This is Sally from Orlando, Florida. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.